At the start of 2011, comedy was a dying art form. Comedy audiences across the country were desperate for something new. They needed something that hadn't been seen in comedy before. They needed a sarcastic white guy.
Jesse is terrific!
Jesse is Terrific swept the nation like a large country-sweeping broom with jokes in it. The nation cheered at Jesse's antics, ranging from whiny Turkish pop singers to horny turkey detectives.
Oh, God!
From insane Kentucky colonels to alcoholic robots.
I just want to have a good time. Behold!
From a family with a chronic knee condition to sports talk DJs.
Yeah, I just wondering how come my team ain't number one and undefeated, because I want them to be, because I like them and they deserve it, and I deserve it because I like them and I'll hang up and listen.
From terrible obese rappers to Lundy Zane's open mic.
It's my birthday!
Now, 2012 is upon us, and until the new Batman movie comes out, only one man can entertain us. I'm Chris Slight, and welcome to season 2 of Jesse is Terrific!
Oh, gobble.
Greetings to all, Jess Perry is back for season 2 of Jesse is Terrific. Haven't talked to you folks in a while. I took a brief hiatus doing a thing that I like to call living a life. Haven't posted an episode since the Lundy Zane open mic, which got a great response. I was hoping to post a Christmas episode, but time got away from me, and for that I apologize. And I swear to you, the common podcast listener, that I may or may not take this long of a break again. Now, I want to thank Mark Anunson for his wonderful opening theme. Find him on Twitter at Anunson, A-N-U-N-D-S-O-N. And also thanks to Chris Slight for his voiceover. You can find him on Twitter at Chris Slight. Now, here's a thing.
Here at Cheezums, we wait for our cheese to mature before we put them in our delicious Cheezums crackers.
Hey, Cheese, how you doing today?
Slap, bro.
All right, let's just do some tests. What's your name?
Pull my finger.
Okay. All right. Not ready.
Because I'm going to fart.
The process can take several weeks, but over time, hopefully, the cheese will slowly grow up.
All right, Cheese, it's been a couple weeks. Just want to do a double check and see how you're doing.
Kiss my ass, that's how I'm doing, buddy. Yeah, sorry, I can't fit into your rules.
Wow, that is surprising. You are not ready at all.
Granted, we can't help all Cheese. I mean, let's face it, some Cheese are just born that way.
All right, Cheese, it's been a month. What do you have to say for yourself?
Fuck your rules, man. Who the fuck are you to tell me how to live? And why this other Cheese getting to go out and I'm stuck here in this room, man? That's bullshit.
There's no way in hell you want to be in the Cracker Pal. Security! Hey, security!
Some Cheese simply can't be saved. So we let them go, and we are not responsible for any shooting sprees they do after they leave our facilities.
Holy shit, that wheel of cheese has a gun.
Die, piggies! You're all mad! I'm the loser king! I can do anything! I'm the lord of the cheese!
The results of a recent class action lawsuit notwithstanding, we'd like to remind you that we are not responsible for cheese after they leave our premises, and we certainly can't sell them a gun. Cheeseums, reminding you that guns don't kill people. Cheese does.
Hello, I'm Walter Cornish, Page celebrity product endorser and star of the stage and screen. When I want to get my podcast on, I just turn my iTunes to 11 and listen to Jesse is Terrific. For more information on this podcast, check your local grocer's freezer today.
Now Masterpiece Classics, in conjunction with the BBC, presents the hit British soap opera, Snooterton Piccadilly.
I say, it's a beautiful day, isn't it, Jeeves Roy?
Yes, oh, ill.
Yes, indeed. You know, Jeeves Roy, sometimes I think that you're not just a butler, but you're almost a person.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Oh, sir, look up on the ridge. Here they come. Lord and Lady Daintybottom, sir.
Oh, how delightful. Lord and Lady Daintybottom, is so good to see you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes,
I say, Lord and Lady Daintybottom, you both look smashing. Why don't we go inside and eat a couple of quinces?
Oh, that sounds smashing!
Yes, everyone, if you'd like, please follow me into the castle.
Later, in the castle.
I must say, these quinces are delicious, and are the perfect thing to have with a spot of tea, wouldn't you agree, Lord Daintybottom?
Oh, yes.
Ooh, if you don't mind me praying, my lord. Where is the lady?
Ah, you mean, of course, the good Lady Nippletwot.
You?
Yes, well, my wife is unfortunately sick with the flu, but I'm so glad that you're here. Go on, Jeeves Roy, spit it out.
Well, that would appear to be the problem, sir, as it would appear that I can't.
Ew.
Due to a... severe colon blockage, sir.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, Jeeves Roy. Lie down. Lie down.
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh, my God, Jeeves Roy. Lord Daintybottom, you're a doctor. Is he dead?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, indeed, quite.
Stay tuned next week for another completely ridiculous installment of Snooterton Piccadilly. And thus ends a thoroughly stupid episode of Jesse is Terrific. I want to apologize to Chris Slight for doing some of the worst British accents ever recorded. Thanks also to Matt Ward, who did a great job of as the holy shit that Will of Cheese has a gun guy. I got two guys to do it. Matt won, but I want to thank Victor Agreda for also recording it, especially because he did it in a French accent. And you can bet you can hear that very, very soon. Please check both of those guys out. They're very funny guys living in Knoxville. Check out Matt on Twitter at Matt Ward Comedy. And check out Victor at TUAW.com and on Twitter at SuperPixels. God bless everyone. God bless you. And see you sooner rather than later.
Jesse is terrific.
Hi-oh!
Holy shit! That wheel of cheese has a gun!